With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Stormy weather continues to cause problems across the Monterey Bay area, including a drinking water shortage in Santa Cruz. It's now been 24 hours since the city asked residents to cut back on water use. As KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports, the storm damaged critical water infrastructure.
Rosemary Menard walks around the Graham Hill Water Treatment Plant, just outside Santa Cruz city limits. She's the director of the city's water department.
These are the places where the water is just coming in and it's being pre-treated with a flocculant to take the big particles out and settle those.
The majority of Santa Cruz's drinking water comes from the San Lorenzo River and area streams. It's treated here before it gets to your tap. But during big storms, much of it becomes too dirty to clean. That's when the city relies on Loch Lomond Reservoir. But during recent storms, the pipeline between the reservoir and this treatment plant sprung a major leak.
And so we had to shut that supply down. We think that was caused by ground movement with so much saturated soil.
The city is not out of water, but Menard says they don't have enough to meet current demand. So Monday, the water department started asking customers to cut back usage by 30%.
Particularly, it's a short-term request to, you know, ask people to defer any kinds of things like laundry or running the dishwasher, take really short showers, just over this next few days while we get this pipe repaired and back in service.
Inside Gabriella Cafe in downtown Santa Cruz, the kitchen is busy getting ready for lunch. Owner Paul Cocking says they've always been water conscious because of the drought and the expense of water.
As far as washing dishes and customers drinking water, which are the main sources of water use here, a 30% reduction would be hard to achieve.
Still, he'll try here at the cafe and at home. Rosemary Menard says if people don't try,
then it really does put the system at risk from the point of view of, for example, being able to have enough water for firefighting if we had a fire.
Water customers are asked to cut back until the repair is complete. Menard says that could take until Monday. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.